USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans are again facing dangerous sub-freezing and near-zero wind chills, with ice in the Pacific Northwest challenging commuters as well. Roads remain slick across much of the country.
The reality is it's so much harder to stop.
AAA's Regina Cooper-Ali. At least 9 people have died so far because of the weather. 6 in Tennessee, 2 in New Jersey, and 1 in Mississippi. The National Weather Service had wind chill advisories or warnings in effect for 26 states, from North Dakota to Florida. The Northeast, especially along the I-95 corridor, will have wind chills in the single digits. More than a dozen Democrats are joining with Republican House lawmakers to denounce President Biden's policies at the border. A resolution passed in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives on Wednesday. It called for an end to what they consider open border policies at the White House. 14 Democrats joined in, voting yes on that resolution. This as House Republicans seek to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis. Just off an historic victory on the campaign trail in Iowa, Donald Trump was quickly back spending time dealing with legal issues in New York City on Wednesday. In the new E. Jean Carroll defamation trial in Manhattan, Trump has no love for Judge Lewis Kaplan.
Now that's a nasty man. He's a nasty judge. He's a Trump-hating guy.
Language like that, spoken loud enough for jurors to hear on Wednesday, was enough for Judge Kaplan to threaten to toss Trump out. Last year, a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll. She got $5 million in damages in that verdict. Trump claims that he is the victim in the case, not Carroll. Catherine, Princess of Wales, recovering in a hospital after successful abdominal surgery. The operation was planned, and she will have to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days, followed by recovery at Windsor Castle. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Israel-Hamas war is raging on in the Gaza Strip. Civilians in the region are fleeing as Israeli forces have attacked the area around Gaza's main hospital. It comes as medicine was delivered for Israeli hostages in exchange for additional humanitarian aid for the Palestinians in the area. NYPD officers may have found their suspect in a serial stabbing case that prompted a citywide manhunt this week. Over the past 9 days, 4 men and 1 woman have been stabbed randomly in Queens.
Was walking around the street, randomly stabbing people with a hunting knife. There was no connection to the individuals, and it seems to be unprovoked.
Police think the same person's responsible for at least 2 other stabbings since January 8th. On Wednesday, New York officers took a man into custody they believe to be their suspect. Americans are continuing to spend more money at the grocery store. According to HelpAdvisor.com, folks in California, Nevada, Mississippi, and Washington spent the most on groceries, while households in Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Michigan spent the least. Blockbuster 2023 biopic examining J. Robert Oppenheimer's role in the world-changing Manhattan atomic bomb project will be streaming soon. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer hits the Peacock streaming channel on February 16th. Since its release in theaters back in July, the movie's garnered more than $950 million at the global box office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.